Nay, sure he's not in hell. He's in Arthur's bosom. If ever a man went to Arthur's bosom and made a finer end, and went away had been any Christian child. Parted even just between 12 and 1, even at the turning of the tide. For after I saw him fumble with the sheets, and play with the flowers, and smile upon his finger's end, I knew there was but one way, for his nose was as sharp as a pen, and a babble of green fields. How now, Sir John, quoth I, what man, be of good cheer. So I cried out, God, 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 3 or 4 times. Now I, to comfort him, bid him should not think of God. I hope there was no need to trouble himself with any such thoughts yet. So I bade me lay more clothes on his feet. I put my hand into the bed and felt him, and they were as cold as any stone. Then I felt to his knees, and so upward and upward, and all was as cold as any stone.